This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
We continue our new summer music series called Setlist. We invited Wisconsin artists into the WPR studios for interviews and exclusive musical performances. They're airing every Friday at this time until Labor Day weekend.
The Milwaukee band Sat Night Duets has been releasing eclectic albums of rock and roll for nearly a decade. The band came to the WPR studios to play some new songs, talk about the Milwaukee sound, and share the story of filmmaker M. Night Shyamalan using one of their songs in his upcoming movie. Ben and Andrew, thanks so much for being in the studio with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Well, let's start by hearing a little bit about your band origin stories. This is a question fans of bands want to know. How did you get together? How did you meet each other?
We met in high school. We've been playing together for a very long time, almost a decade by this point. Andrew went to a different high school in Milwaukee, and our old drummer went to high school with me. I've actually known Steve, our guitar player, since kindergarten. So,
wow.
Yeah. An enduring friendship.
And did you guys know immediately that you had musical chemistry going on, or is this something that took a while to come out?
Well, I met them in high school, like Ben said, and we played in different competing high school bands, and I thought that they were cool, and then, you know, I learned that that wasn't as true as it seemed at the time, and we've just become friends, and we have pretty similar musical interests, so, yeah, I guess immediately, to answer your question.
It sounds like your music has all kinds of different styles, all kinds of different things going on sonically. Is there such a thing as a Sat Night Duet sound? If you had to describe it, how would you describe it?
Well, I usually tell coworkers that it's guitar rock. I think that, generally speaking, it's just a big rock sound with five different singers, depending on the song. And I think that the diversity is what gives it a sound. So maybe, I guess what I'm saying is you'd have to listen to it collectively, as opposed to just one song. Like Peel Away as a song, I don't think that really sounds like a lot of the songs that we play, but taken together with a bunch of other songs, it makes sense.
It's the middle of July, and I'm running out of time. Gotta get in the groove here, gotta make my move here, but I just wanna stay here, cause it's much more safe here. Let them peel away, they just peel away.
When you got together and there were five of you, did you have to have a listening session and say, I like this, I don't like this, I want to sound like this, I don't want to sound like that? Did you have a brain meld in the beginning?
It wasn't very organized. If a riff would sound cool, we would kind of just build something around it. The way that a lot of the songs work now these days, because a lot of us are in different states, is one of us will do a demo for a song and then we'll just kind of write parts on top of it.
You're in different states.
Yeah.
Geographically.
Yeah.
Not mental state of mind.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I live in Chicago, so that's only an hour and a half. Joe, he plays drums with us. He's in Missouri, and that's tough. He doesn't come back as often.
But we're lucky to have Henry here with us today. He's just checking his phone.
Yeah.
We're trying to negotiate a contract with him right now. He wants $50 one-time fee, retainer fee.
And drummers are hard to come by, right? Isn't that the hardest spot to fill in a band, the drummer?
It's pretty easy. Henry's kind of lucky that he gets to play with this band.
You guys about putting together an album. How do you do that when you start that new process? How do you put it together?
Well, I usually send people emails like 15 times before anybody responds to me. Say, guys, this is gonna be so awesome, like this is gonna be the best thing we've ever done, and then nobody sends me an email, and like over the years people just become like less motivated to respond to me. But eventually, if you keep at them, things get done. People come over to your house in your basement and record guitar, and then your album is done.
So you're the ringleader. the cat herder or whatever.
Yeah.
That'd probably be the most accurate way to say it, cat herder.
Heathen Tour, 99. You broke up Demons and Dynamite. Reissue Singles Club, Poltergeist, as it had been seemingly prophesized. Aging alts, at-risk youth, MFA ad execs, PG dudes, all saw the dollar signs in the news, and Tanya's college fund is subsidized.
Now you guys have Milwaukee roots. How many of you, there's five of you in the band, are all of you originally from Milwaukee? Because you're in Chicago now, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Milwaukee area, Wauwatosa.
So does that loom large at all in your music? I was watching your videos, and you've got shots of Milwaukee landmarks. I think I see Lake Michigan, Leon's. Is that a big deal to you to bring out some sense of Milwaukee and Wisconsin in your music?
I think part of it is just laziness. You know, if you think about what it means to make a music video, like if you want to go somewhere cool, you have to call them and tell them, hey, I'd like to film at your location. And that really kind of doesn't jive with... I guess our attitude as a band towards making music in general. So it's usually just better if we can film things in our house or at parks or places that we can walk to.
Yeah. I've been told that we have a Milwaukee sound. I don't know what that means, really.
I was just going to ask you, what does that mean? It's a good thing, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's not overdone. There's something a little raw to it.
We're all pretty big fans of like Silver Jews and David Berman, and... You know, we were poking around on the internet. We found his email address one time. There's some French article written about our band, like, awesome, like, and then he put it through the Google Translator, and it's really funny, whatever it said about it, but it compared it to Silver Jews. And so this was kind of like, all right, we'll send him this. This is like an excuse to send him an email. And then, you know, he said, like, oh, I like the song, which was, you know, great to hear from him. It was very nice. And then he said Milwaukee is a great tradition of weird rock music, and then like De Kruisen and the Frogs and stuff like that. And then I think what his comment was that Sat Night Duets was the Meat Puppets to Silver Jews' Nirvana. So I don't know if that answers the question, but it made a lot of sense to me when I heard it.
He also told us to send him an email if we get on MTV Unplugged.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good description of Milwaukee music.
Yeah.
I had to lose and know the feeling of the feeling missing.
So I heard that your song, The Three Wise Men, is going to be in the new M. Night Shyamalan film. How did that happen?
Robbie, one of our label bosses in New York, hooked it up. He did some networking for us out there, and I guess ran into M. Night, or one of his associates, and found placement. It's the first song on the album, so I guess they must have just liked it.
Or they just didn't look too hard and just listened to the first song. who can we pay the least amount of money to let us put music in their videos? That said, we are really grateful for it, and it's cool.
Are you fans of his stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Signs.
I realized that I've seen like all of his movies. I hadn't thought about it before.
We'll see about this one, though.
I'm sure it will be fantastic, and I would encourage everybody to go see it.
What is it?
It is called The Visit.
The Visit.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a lonesome spaceman, set to float amongst the interstellar dust. When I cried out my Nike, that's how I knew that life on Earth was just a bust.
So you mentioned before that you have five singers in your band.
Yeah.
Now, I could be wrong, but I feel like most bands usually have one or two. Why do you guys have five?
Because it's less work to make an album. You only need to write two or three good songs if five people are writing songs. And hopefully you'd think that that would cut out all the bad ones. And hopefully that's true, but I don't know if it is.
And no one of us outshines another as a singer. I'd say we're all pretty much on the same playing field. There's no obvious front runner.
That's interesting, because in band dynamics, there could be that tension because someone wants to be in the spotlight all the time. Someone wants their songs to make it onto the album all the time. Do you feel like you have this co-op mentality?
I think what the best part about it is that, you know, we're in a band and all of us are really good friends. So it's just like hanging out every time you come to play. And that is always kind of at the forefront, more so than any kind of interest in making something really powerful and creative. Not that we don't want to do that, but it's based on a friendship. And I think that's what's cool about it.
We're all men of emotion, caught up in the
You guys have done some touring. What is that like?
It's a fun time, and I think the best way to look at it at this level, which is you're booking all your own shows, contacting bands yourself, is that it's kind of like a vacation, and you should just try to have a good time. And you can definitely tell, you know, different bands have different priorities when they're going on tour. But when we do it, we're just trying to, you know, play the best shows possible, try to see some new places, and, you know, just network with other people. It's been really fun. We've met a lot of friends that, you know, we met just by sending them an email, which is very cool.
Can you tell me about the best gig you ever had and then maybe the worst gig?
Oh, I can tell you about several of the worst gigs. The best one, one of my favorite ones was the show we played in Minneapolis at a place called the Varsity Theater, which is like way bigger and nicer than anything that anyone should have let us play at. But we talked about earlier our friend Robbie. He used to be in the band Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, and he hooked it up so we got to play four shows with them, and one of the shows was there. And I just remember, you know, the crowd was great, and I thought we played really well. That was probably one of my favorite ones.
And then we played in Detroit. I forget what the name of the place
was. We've never been to Detroit or Michigan, actually.
Oh, wait, not Detroit. Cleveland. And, yeah, they charged you $2 for tap water, and one person came, and the other band showed up just to say that they were sick.
Do you have an idea about what success means to you? When that moment will be when you think, you know, we've made it?
I think we're really successful right now.
We have superseded all of my expectations for music.
Yeah, we're able to make records, play shows with people that we want to play with, and, you know, just hang out with some of my best friends. So I would say that's very successful.
All right, well, thanks a lot, guys. Thank you so much for coming in and performing in the studio today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
The Milwaukee band Sat Night Duets. You can catch them live in Milwaukee at the 22nd at the Lucky Cat.
This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.